Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You're, of course, invited to join us here. This live Sunday edition with you tonight is Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
And don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Discord server that is there for you around the clock. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in our Discord server. A bunch of different rooms in which you can chat via text, or even voice chat is available. And it's free, so head over to discord.lrn.fm if you want to do that. They're posting videos of crows that somehow have been able to make cats fight one another right
nice.
Now. It's just pretty entertaining stuff. I was watching one during the news. So check that out. They always have some interesting stuff there at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. And more when we get to it about this Vice story that you brought in, Melanie. We started last hour that apparently it's at some point going to argue that the family should be gotten rid of in favor of feminism. So we're going to get into that a little deeper. But first, we go to John. He's in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Virginia Beach. Go ahead, John.
Hey, first of all, Melanie, I just want to say that last caller, what he had to say about you is awful. You're a lovely young lady, and you do a terrific job, so we really appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. That was James. He calls in and insults and threats people. That's just what he does.
Yeah, he's drunk.
Well, usually. No woman deserves to be spoken to like that. But anyway, I'll get to my point.
That's very kind.
I really wanted to talk about the potential for a brokered convention, Democratic convention.
Oh, my goodness.
Bernie
what
Sanders
does that mean?
Not.
It means
Bernie
the
Sanders
superdelegates
not,
are coming back to put in Bloomberg.
Correct, correct. And so my prediction is that the Democrats know that there is no way that Bernie Sanders will win a general election. And so to have any chance against Trump. So to have any chance of winning, they have to put up a different candidate. Now you have this progressive wing.
But Bernie's been winning everything so far, right? The guy that's been winning everything is the candidate that Democrats are saying cannot win a general.
But he doesn't get all of the delegates from the states that he's won. And so my point is, if he doesn't win more than, I would say, 30%, maybe 40%, then I think it's going to be a brokered convention, and I think that the Democrats know he has no chances of winning a general election and will maybe take the nomination away from him. And,
the Bernie bros
really
are going to riot.
They're going to riot. You're exactly right. They're going to riot.
They did it last time.
That's the thing. This would be the second time in a row that they've basically stolen the election from Bernie Sanders.
Well, I think big picture is it will cause a schism within the Democratic Party, where you already have a schism, you know, an unofficial schism, where you have this deep progressive wing, and you also have a moderate, more traditional Democratic wing, right? And so, you know, it's a shame that we're stuck in this two-party system mm-hmm. where, you know, if you're not aligned with the Democrats or the Republicans, you don't stand a chance, right? So look at the Green Party, right? They align more probably with the Democratic Party. They don't stand a chance in a general election without the backing of the Democratic Party. And so that's why nobody takes the Green Party seriously. Now, think about if the progressives, the real socialist wing of the Democratic Party sprung off, they wouldn't have a chance. So they have to tag on to the, you know, establishment Democratic Party. But I don't think that's going to last long if the nomination is taken away or, in their perception, stolen away from Bernie. So I just think, you know.
So you think that there's. So you're saying that you think that in 2020, what will happen this year is what didn't happen in 2016, where there was so many people that were upset about them screwing over Bernie with, you know, Hillary Clinton cheating Bernie essentially out of winning the Democratic nomination. But yet they galvanized behind their candidate and they went forward and there really wasn't much fallout from that. You're saying this time, the second time, they're actually going to leave the Democratic Party and do something different, like join the Greens?
Two in a row sends a big signal.
It's possible. I mean, it could be the straw that broke the camel's back, you know. I think a lot of the Bernie supporters would rather go down with the ship
But you know Bernie is just going to... Okay, but you know what's going to happen, right? Bernie is going to, if he loses, even if it's through some sort of skullduggery at the convention or whatever, Bernie's going to get behind their nominee and he's going to tell his people...
I don't think the Bernie supporters will, though.
He's going to tell his supporters to hold their nose. We got to do it because she's not Trump, or he's not Trump, or whoever it is, the nominee from the Democratic side is. Yes, it's not Bernie, but it's not Trump. So
if he doesn't run, every state doesn't have write-in ballots. So even if they wanted to go that route, it's not going to work.
I'm not even saying they're going to write in. They'll stay home from this election.
Here's one more take. Yeah, exactly. That was my next take. I think a lot of people last election, they held their nose and they voted for Hillary, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to happen now because Bernie represents such a distinct segment of the Democratic Party. I think that the progressive wing and the traditionalist Democrats are so split now that I don't think that the Bernie supporters will hold their nose and vote for a Democratic establishment candidate. Like
it's an interesting prediction because people were saying the same thing in 2016, and they said the same thing about the Republicans as well. They said Trump was going to cause a schism within the Republican Party, but yet they've gotten behind him 90%+.
Well, yeah, but in the Bernie situation, it already happened with Hillary,
mm-hmm.
and now there's already talk about it happening again with Bloomberg. And so you have diehard, not necessarily Democrats, but Bernie supporters,
yeah,
right, who, like you said, held their nose, got behind Hillary last time, and if they're diehard Bernie supporters, you're going to be hard-pressed to convince them, even if Bernie says so, to, like, throw their lot in behind Bloomberg after all the hard work they've done for Bernie. And, like, you know, I kind of agree with the caller, he agrees with me, whatever. I think they'll sit this one out.
I mean, the Democrats could avoid this whole thing by just not having a primary election, if that's not how they want to pick their candidate.
You mean just pick it privately?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the brokered convention ends up, though. It's because Bernie doesn't get enough delegates to win the majority, therefore they broker it, they bring back in the
superdelegates. Use your regular caucus. Don't have a fake election and then turn around and be like, well, we count different, so this is who really won.
Well, again, they have this part because if he does get enough, if he does get the majority, then the superdelegates are iced out. They don't have a say.
Good call, John.
If he doesn't.
Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight.
Hey,
here,
thank
I guess.
You guys.
Yep, thank you. I guess time will tell as far as how it goes again this year. I mean, I wish I had the optimism to think that these people within these two major parties would actually break away from those parties in any significant numbers, but just history doesn't show that to be the case.
I'm not agreeing with the caller on that. I don't think they're going to break away. Mm-hmm. I think they just sit it out.
Yeah, from what I've seen from Democrats that I know, they don't go create their own thing. They just refuse to vote until the DNC gets enough in line with what they want.
Well, they're going to get a hard time from their fellow Democrats then, right? Because they're going to be socially ostracized. What? You're not going to come vote for fill-in-the-blank person who's not Bernie,
yeah.
Bloomberg?
Well, no, because if a lot of them do that, then they can't ostracize themselves. I mean, they could, but that would
be
really weird.
I can't believe there's going to be that many that break away because Trump is so evil to their mind that even Bloomberg is a better choice,
like,
to them than Trump.
All Democrats aren't like political activist Democrats. They're just your regular people Democrats.
Sure, but a lot of people don't like Trump on the left, and they will always position themselves to be, well, you know, you may not like Bloomberg, but he's the winner. We nominated him, and we get behind our nominee. That's what we do. And the same thing's true of the Republicans. They say the same crap. Well, you liked Jeb Bush, but he didn't win. You got to get behind Trump. And then a bunch of these people who are, like, on the right wing, talk show hosts, for instance, who were against Trump during the primaries, changed their tune and became total Trumpers.
I don't get that feeling from the Bernie supporters and the Bernie bros.
Interesting.
Right.
Do you know them personally?
Not personally, but just from what I've read, what I've seen, it's not so much that they're anti-Trump, they're pro-Bernie. They're really behind Bernie's, you know, socialist programs, right? They want that. They want the free college, they want the free health care, they want, you know, the raised minimum wage, right? They want everything that Bernie's offering, and it's because...
But won't Bloomberg offer a bunch of that crap, too?
Maybe. I have. Mm-hmm. What is his platform?
Hell if I know. I don't pay attention to these people.
I don't know either.
855 453.
Bloomberg skipped Iowa and New Hampshire.
The primary is over in New Hampshire, so I have no reason to pay attention to them.
855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want here. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. And you can call us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Pretty Rich.
And Melanie.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. It's a global trading platform where there's no identification requirements to sign up for the site, which really is unusual. So head over to local.bitcoin.com and start trading Bitcoin Cash. And you can go to bitcoin.com, just the normal bitcoin.com site, and that's where you can kind of get started. If you're new to the world of cryptocurrency, learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash at at bitcoin.com, and then local.bitcoin.com is where you go to buy or sell it. There's also news.bitcoin.com. It's got some news headlines updated every single day with fresh headlines from across the cryptocurrency globe at bitcoin.com. Bunch of cool features there. As we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, we'll start with David in Virginia, listening to WNIS in Norfolk. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, I guess we got back-to-back callers from WNIS.
It's a great station.
Great job here.
Big signal.
Yes,
go ahead.
It is, yes. Well, my name is David. I live in Virginia Beach. I'm involved with an organization, and we're involved in shared parenting, and that we believe that the judiciary, the family courts of this country are doing more harm than good, that they contribute to fatherlessness, that if you look at the last 20 or 30 mass shooters, a good portion of them, 60, 70, 80% of them came from in families that weren't intact, and a lot of cases the father wasn't present. So we believe that part of the contribution to this poor statistic is, and I wanted to bring it to your attention to get your listeners to learn something about this, that the federal government incentivizes through Title 4D of the Social Security Act, these state courts, these juvenile domestic relations secret courts, in which 80-90% of the time the father is relegated to a visitor, and in exchange for that, they get money from the federal government. So,
really?
Effectively, it's a Kids for Cash program. And when you brought up the feminist involvement, it fits right into that narrative. And I'm involved with people from coast to coast, from Maine to Hawaii and Florida to Alaska, who have had their kids ripped out of their lives, me included. Mm-hmm. And it's these courts operate in secret. There is, you were talking about rules of evidence that does not exist in these courts. These Guantanamo prisoners have more rights than fathers do in family courts.
Yeah, well, look, we've had calls for years from a lot of people who've been screwed over, mostly men, by the family court system, and it's just horror story after horror story. But you're telling me that the federal government is somehow incentivizing these decisions?
The federal government, look it up. Title 4D of the Social Security Act provides incentive payments of more than $500 million to thousands of state courts around the country. Essentially a Kids for Cash program. And I can tell you that there's a movement out there.
And the courts, just to clarify, the courts get the payments for what purpose?
They're supposed to keep families intact, but what happens is the family court ends up being like a beauty pageant, a witch hunt, and a political campaign all rolled into one. Picture those three things, and that's when a father's going into family court to fight for his kids, not always a father, but 80-90% of the time it is. It's comparable to a witch hunt, a political campaign, and a beauty pageant.
So
and
I'm going to jump
the
in
child.
Real quick.
Marriage Story. If you watch Marriage Story, the movie Marriage Story, that just won an Oscar for Laura Dern, where she plays a lawyer, and she does an amazing job. So anyway, you piqued right. my interest when you were talking about families and feminism.
I'm going to jump in real quick, caller, because
right, go ahead. Okay, I'll listen. Go ahead.
I'm the anecdotal opposition case to that, because my parents are divorced, and my dad won custody of me in the 80s. when a lot of people think like this. It does happen, which, and again, this is why I say I'm the anecdotal case.
Right.
I'm sure it happens a lot.
Statistically, it does that. Statistically, single females head 85% of all households, of single-parent households. Yeah. And we think a contributing factor is there's no incentive for females to keep their marriage intact. I mean, 80 to 90% of all divorces are initiated by females because they have come to the conclusion that if they go into family court, they can't lose. They get the kids and they get cash.
Yeah, so they've created family court, which means...
And state courts get compensated.
Yeah, so you
really,
can...
Go ahead.
So you can basically quit your job as wife but continue to get paid for that job. Is essentially what you can do in the U.S.
Well, you know, they haven't quite made it that lucrative. I'm not so sure. I mean, I guess it just depends.
Well, for the basketball players, you are right, but if you're an average person making $30,000 a year, and you go get divorced, you're not going to get $1 million because your husband wasn't making that.
These celebrities, I mean, go back and watch Marriage Story. It is amazing how the courtroom scenes are really phenomenal. I mean,
is this a movie that is somehow pro the dad?
Well, it depicts what happens when a family goes through a divorce. And so it's a pretty good depiction of it.
So in my case, I don't have the whole story because I was not even born yet when it happened. But I asked, like, you know, what did it take to get custody of me as a male in the 80s? And it was basically like a lot of money and an attorney. So, you know, I talked to my mom. She goes, well, I didn't have an attorney. And I went, well, you lost. Right? Like, if that's the route you took. Right,
well, it only takes one of the two parties. It only takes one of the two parties. I mean, if both people can agree, then you can keep the judiciary out of it. But if only one of the two parties does not agree, they can throw sand in the gears and...
If it's your kid and you're in family court, like something has already gone wrong, if you're finding somebody who is actually the other parent, because there are people who have just another person come in and try to interfere. But if you're talking about the two parents and they're already in family court, you've already messed up at that point.
Yes. If you've already got to get it. Now, there's another thing I want to point out, too, that goes on in these situations. Is there's a thing in our movement called the silver bullet theory. And what it means is a lot of cases, some cases, a female will go and say, maybe they were married for 20 or 30 years, and then all of a sudden they're threatened by the ex. So they get a protective order, and the protective order prevents a lot of cases the father from being anywhere near, and then so that is just, I mean, they do it every chance they can. I mean,
oh yeah, there's so many horrifying stories about people using this court systems against their former lovers to keep them away from their kids, and it's tragic.
David,
thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. 855 450 free.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is disputing intelligence given to House lawmakers that Russia is actively meddling in the 2020 election to help the president win. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that he sees no signs of Russia helping the GOP.
I haven't seen any intelligence that Russia is doing anything to attempt to get President Trump reelected. I think this is the same old story that we've heard before. I've seen the reports from that briefing at the Intel Committee. I wasn't there, but I've seen no intelligence that suggests that. I've also heard from the briefers that that's not what they intended the story to be.
Italy is the latest country trying to contain the coronavirus, with 3 deaths and 150 cases reported. Overall, worldwide, there's 77,000 cases and over 2,400 deaths in China. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition here. You can join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, I want to let you know about the Edge Wallet. It allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold various cryptocurrencies. I used mine twice tonight. I was actually out with you. We had some dinner, Richie, and then I went across the street to buy some stuff at the little corner news shop.
Nice.
I just used Edge Wallet in both places because, well, we could do that here in Keene. There's actually businesses that accept cryptocurrency. Of course, Edge Wallet is also useful for online purchases as well. Or maybe you just want to hold some money and send some to your loved ones from Edge. You can do that too. Go to edge.app to learn more about the technology behind Edge and secure your freedom with their iOS or Android apps available in the iOS and Android app stores. So go and download Edge Wallet, E-D-G-E, Edge Wallet, or their website, edge.app. As we continue here, you can bring up what you want. We go to Durango, Colorado, where Jeff is on the line. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, how you doing? I'm just funny listening to that your prior caller and what he was complaining about. I had another kind of a spooky incident, and it really wasn't as far as the the courts and kids and whatnot. I think a lot of that depends on the wisdom of the local magistrate. You know, whether he goes a compassionate way or an intelligent way or not. You know, there's a lot of good ones and some of them ain't so good.
I don't think there's a lot of good ones.
He was right. I do kind of want to hold people to more personal responsibility to that. like, if you're in court because you picked the wrong partner, but everything else he said was this. Well, I'm going to accept another thing. I've heard of the Title IV thing before. No one has ever been able to send me a citation of that, so I don't know
this
if I believe it.
This is claim that the feds are paying courts to somehow do something. It wasn't really clear regarding families.
But as far as women win custody, that is accurate.
Yeah, I tell you what, something's a little spooky. Okay, I was in the Four Corners area. Come to find out that there is a Epstein matrix in the Four Corners, which is seriously spooky.
What's an Epstein matrix?
Child modeling that belongs to the Epstein ranch, you know, and it's gone back decades, and it's extremely dark, you know, and basically human trafficking in the Four Corners area.
Okay.
And you found out
about this how?
Law enforcement. I'm in law enforcement, and I have a very, very good friend who was a psychologist in New Mexico. And people were coming to her in their 40s, so right as they were approaching 40, and they're all telling the same story that all of a sudden they were remembering some really spooky stuff about how they were basically marketed as small children, and they had some severe, they call it beta conditioning, kind of sounds like Manchurian Candidate stuff, and. Mm-hmm. They basically repress them when they start waking up, come to find out these were techniques by Joseph Mengele, you know, and the Nazi thing, and basically it shatters the personalities of children. And then later on, after they've been seriously abused and marketed, and they will put a type of hypnosis for them to forget, but when they start remembering, it's rather spooky.
How old were these people? I mean,
you said approaching 40.
Right, but at the time when they were...
Yeah, I'm 39. We're talking like 5 years old. We're talking they start them very young.
That's not what I heard about Epstein. I mean, I don't think any allegations about Epstein went that young.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Epstein Ranch over here in New Mexico. Mostly everybody. This is a large through Santa Fe ring. This wasn't very small. This was huge.
I mean, you would think if Epstein were alleged to have been. I mean, they were trying to drag Epstein through as much of the mud as possible. I'm going to put you on hold. A lot of breathing going on there. But they were not holding back against Jeffrey Epstein. They would drag him through the mud as much as they could. I mean, if there were allegations about him being involved with children, then you think we would have heard about it. I mean, when I say children, I mean actual children, people who have not hit puberty yet.
Also, I don't remember much from when I was five years old as well.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know if you need to hypnotize anybody to make them forget what a five-year-old
is. Jeffrey Epstein was accused of trafficking actual children.
I mean, I heard as young as, like, 12, but I hadn't heard anything actually younger than that. You have? You've heard allegations about five-year-olds?
I don't know if it was specifically five, but, like, actual children.
Okay,
Not, like...
First I've heard of it.
No.
I mean, were there people who came out saying that they had been trafficked? Because the women that were speaking out were all in their teenage years.
By the time they got out...
No. They were trafficked. Or if you want to use the term trafficked, I don't think it's fair to use that
child
term.
Child prostitutes.
Yeah, they were
teenage prostitutes.
So, I mean... I didn't.
Who all willingly just went to his island and lived there and never left. Like, come on.
They were paid handsomely.
They were getting paid. So, anyway, Jeff, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
We have graveyards in the Four Corners through Dolores and Montezuma County, and La Plata County is still there.
I'm right here,
Okay. And when the children are not cooperative, they disappear. These are the children that you see on milk cartons. And, it's funny they found out that some of the local law enforcement are part of it. And I was sent to seize a child from a family. I knew the family. They were seriously straight arrows, right? But somebody on a corner, on their corner, street corner, kept calling up the local child protection and saying, I think they're being abused. Well, I knew the family. I knew that was garbage. But what they wanted to do, they took me to I went to the house one night and they said, gave me a ride along of this supposedly child welfare person. And she said, take the child. I said, on what charge? you know.
They doesn't said, matter. Safety.
Yeah, and they were, and what happens is these children are suddenly, they disappear from their parents. You know, the parents were at a little league game. It was in broad daylight. The kid was 13, and they said, take the child. Well, I already knew what was happening to them. They were being supposedly fostered, but the places where they're fostered to, these parents can never find their children again. You know, and
well, the foster system is also rife with insane corruption and vile individuals.
But it's also manipulated by extremely crafty individuals.
Okay? People in the government, and by the way, that's what the foster system is,
and the police department.
Well, sadly, it's there's a lot of perverse folks that literally they have certain professions of choice that give them access to victims. Education, you know,
right.
You know, and on and
yep.
on and on.
Yep,
you
that's
know?
It. That's true.
And
no one should be surprised that people who want to victimize children are attracted to jobs which deal with children.
Of course.
Thank you, Jeff, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And although I don't see any evidence here, Melanie, I don't know where you heard the story. I'd be curious to know. The summary here from Wikipedia about Epstein says that the federal investigation found that he, or was able to identify 36 girls, some as young as 14 years old. But then there was a different story about some girls that were 12 that were brought over from France to one of his houses. Yeah. So, but I have not heard anything in the single digits at all.
The caller's story doesn't surprise me. I don't make the connection.
When
are
you talking
problem.
About his federal case where he actually took a plea and that's resolved? Or you talking about the not current anymore?
Any allegations at all about him? I've never heard anything about actual children. I mean, you could argue that 12 years old is pretty young, for sure. But
I would call a 12-year-old a child anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I could see that argument. But some of them are still hitting puberty. There's no doubt about that. I've not heard any argument that he was after people that were younger than that. But if you can provide any evidence, I'd be curious to hear about it. The toll-free number is 855-453. And yeah, most of these girls were enticed to be with Jeffrey Epstein. They weren't held against their will.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I'm not saying he was a good guy, okay? I'm not saying that, you know, he was an honorable or
guy, if you're enticing 12-year-olds into prostitution, you're a rapist.
Well,
no.
Most of them were teenagers, like the supermajority. There's just one story about 12-year-olds being brought across the ocean from France, and I think their parents were involved in it or something like that. I don't know all the details.
I don't know either.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm. Hop into any one of those. We'll join you in there, and then you can get on the air with us here in the studio. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, I want to make sure you know about LibertyCon. It's coming up in early April, April 3rd through the 5th, in Washington, D.C., and that is where you can go to actually network with something like 70-plus Liberty organizations there in D.C. You can go to LibertyCon.com, use code FTL, you'll save $10 on your tickets. That's actually a significant chunk of the ticket price. They're only $100 tickets, $99 for a regular price ticket. If you're a student, you can get, I think, half off. So they really want students to attend this event. It's actually put on by Students for Liberty. Go to LibertyCon.com, again, April 3rd through the 5th. There's going to be debates there. There are going to be speakers like John Mackey and more. It's LibertyCon.com, code FTL. Saves you $10. So I just, you know, just to go and see if we can clarify what exactly the allegations were with Jeffrey Epstein, because obviously there are a bunch of them, a lot of different women coming out and saying that they were targeted by this person, they were recruited, and ultimately we know that what he did was, once he would successfully have an interaction with a teenage girl, he would then ask her, or his assistant Ghislaine Maxwell would ask the girl to find some more girls, to, hey, recruit your friends.
Seems reasonable.
Recruit two. And so they had literally, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of young girls going through there. But in, you know, the allegations, they're all saying that they were between 14 and 16. That's what the bulk of the accusers right. were saying. That's what they are saying they were when they met him, and that's what they say they brought him when he wanted more teenage girls.
Maybe those were specifically for Jeffrey Epstein himself.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I would suggest is maybe that little black book with, you know, hundreds of other names of other people like him, maybe there's a name or two in there that had a proclivity for younger girls.
And right, that he was the pimp, basically,
right,
working to,
like,
connect those people?
They want the five-year-old. You know, he's got some property in the four corners of New Mexico somewhere, and he can traffic those to his clientele.
Now, you're totally speculating, right? There's no allegations. There are no allegations about this happening.
None whatsoever.
I mean, the caller was making claims, but there's been no actual, like, girls who've said, I saw this. And in the case of the allegations about the 12-year-olds, which I remembered hearing, I went and I looked it up, it was actually Virginia Guffrey, I think is her last name, the prime accuser against the one who got all the press coverage over the last year or so. She was the one who made those allegations. There's no other actual evidence or any other claims about it. And, of course, she was the one who was the prime accuser. She was the one getting all this attention. She was the teenager who was traveling with Jeffrey Epstein.
Right.
And, you know, he would take her to different places. And, you know, so clearly she was willing to go along with this, right? Like,
how is that clear at all?
Because she kept going back.
Voluntarily.
Yeah, if you're being abused somewhere and you keep going back to that place, kind of somewhat of your fault, right? Like, you know, if you're not being threatened, if they didn't say, come here, we're going to kill you, and she didn't ever have...
I mean, if you were just going back home to her parents, her, like, middle class,
wherever,
peaceful,
maybe lower
parents,
class,
and being like, hey,
I'm
a prostitute.
No, I don't think she told her parents that.
You know, I'm going on this plane next Saturday.
I don't know what her parents thought. I don't know how present they were in her life, but she had somewhere else to go. She wasn't there full time, I don't think. She was traveling with him, you know, regularly, so she was there often, but that might have been, like, closer when she was 17. I think she started with him when she was, like, 15 or whatever. So, I mean, she went with this guy for years. And, you know,
starting a modeling career.
She looked plenty happy in the photo with Prince Andrew, so, you know. They didn't have a gun to this girl's head.
How do you don't know that either.
She didn't say that she was under threat. At no point in all of the interviews this girl did, because we followed the case here on Free Talk Live. It was big news last year, right? If she were being threatened, why wouldn't she come out and say that? The only reason I went back to that man's house was because they said they were going to kill my sister. Well, they didn't. The reason she went back was because she was getting paid. She got to fly places. She got to experience different things or whatever. For whatever reason, she was into it at that time. And maybe she didn't get enough money, and that's why she's after him. Because there have been hundreds of girls, allegedly, that this man has had sex with, but only a few dozen have been identified, you know, as victims.
Or she had a change of heart. Someone later like said, no, he totally victimized
me. He abused you.
This total child abuse. Yeah. How could you not have seen that?
Yeah.
And she said, no, I know, I was getting paid and I enjoyed myself.
You believe that everybody on the island was just free to leave?
I don't know much about the island. You're talking about the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Jeffrey Epstein's
talking about the Virgin Islands,
island.
The house?
Yes.
There? I haven't heard specific allegations about that, but nobody has said that they were kept against their will.
Yeah, none of the whistleblowers that came out, like Ian said for the interviews, had said that they were being threatened or in any way forced to be there.
Never heard that allegation. And again, they're trying to drag this guy through the mud, so you would think that if somebody was willing to make that allegation, the press would have blown that all across the headlines.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't seem like he needed to be drugged too much. He seems pretty happy to go.
Sex with 12-year-olds and 14-year-olds is enough to drag through the mud.
No, but again, if he was holding people against their will, why wouldn't that be made public?
If you have a building full of 12 and 14-year-olds who you as a grown man are, you know, quote, having sex with, you're holding them against their will. A 12-year-old is not just
okay,
like,
but
hey,
again,
I think
the 12-year-olds were
bang millionaires.
Just to be clear, the 12-year-olds were only an allegation by one accuser. So there's no actual evidence for that. It's just hearsay, just what somebody claimed about him. The other people were 14, 15, 16, 17 years old.
Who, now, when came out to tell their story, did not make the claim that they were held against their will.
No one has ever said they were held against their will. So,
you can believe they were held against their will, but they themselves
are not. I don't
know
about you.
I'm believing that the dude with the island full of underage girls, you know, like young teens, yeah, I'm believing that he was committing human trafficking. Yeah, I am.
Well, you can think human trafficking, but the quote-unquote victims of that would disagree with you.
Maybe they just didn't feel like they had to spell it out that much. Maybe they just thought, like, if they would say, like, hey, I was 14, this dude kept trying to sleep with me. He was keeping me on his island. They thought that was enough.
No, it doesn't work that way, right? Like, he would have to attract them to go to the island in the first place, unless you're saying he kidnapped them. Which, again, those allegations were never made. Nobody ever said that he kidnapped them and took them to the island. He had young girls, teenage girls, come to his home in Palm Beach or in, you know, New Mexico or wherever. But
in terms of grooming is thrown around, and I can accept grooming, right? Like preparing them for that type of lifestyle.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And paying them.
And paying them.
As well for that lifestyle.
We'll never see all the evidence because he's dead, so there won't be a trial.
But the victims can come out and make the claim.
He's innocent.
Innocent of what?
Of rape. Or of human trafficking.
Okay, well, there have been some allegations about rape. Now, there have been those. You know, some of these girls said that they were raped by him.
Okay, now, well, yes, this is the main problem, but again, the rape and the human trafficking.
If you come back to this man's house after he's already taken his pants off in front of you and asked you to touch him in certain places
and
paid you or whatever, and then you come back and then you claim that he raped you, I mean, I'm not saying that makes it okay, but why would you come back in that circumstance?
Abused 14-year-olds tend to not make the most high-level cognitive decisions.
Okay.
Right, but looking back on their time, right, why not come clean about the actual situation now?
If they were being held against their will, they should have said it. I think they would have if they were being held against their will, but they couldn't make that claim because it wasn't true. Maybe they were all messed up in the head or whatever, but it sounded to me like nobody was threatening them to get them to be there, that they were there because they were getting paid. Now, whether that's taking advantage of a young girl or not, that's a whole other question. I think some of them would absolutely be able to make the decision that they want to get paid for that sort of work.
Okay, if we're talking about 16 and 17-year-olds, yes.
14 and 15 and 16 and 17-year-olds, yeah.
No.
Nope. So 16-year-olds can make a decision about sex work, but 15-year-olds can't?
Oh, no.
14-year-olds can't.
Now we get to the arbitrary line of where we draw it.
So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, if he was accused of holding people against their will or threatening, because usually when you talk about sex trafficking, somebody's being threatened. It's not, oh, hey, let's pay you to come here and do these things.
Or drugged even.
Or drugged or whatever. It's, look, you come here and do this, or we're going to kill your mom. That's one of the ways they do it, right? Like, if they're holding somebody against their will...
Or if you're rich, fly them to island and not take them back.
But then they went back again.
Yeah, but then they would say, oh my God, he didn't let me leave the island. I was trapped there. No one ever said that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We didn't hear a story about them coming to the island and rescuing, like, 10 girls from the island. That didn't happen either.
I don't trust the FBI to rescue people from the island.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Hour 3's next.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.